before encountering that snake. The girl's sister tried to help, but after seeing the snake, left her sister, ran to get the mother from inside the house. Safety officials said the mom found the little girl underneath the storm grate, but was unable to lift the heavy bars. So the mom gave her two options: crawl over the snake or be rescued by the South Lake Police and fire departments.
And what did she choose?
It was the South Lake Fire Department that came and took care of business.
I got you.
But you know what? I don't know if I'd want to crawl over a large black snake. I think I'm
as
very empathetic to
I
that.
Just keep my space when it comes to snakes. I just stay away.
We have your weekly mashup the news segment. Get all the big stories in one convenient 30-second newscast. Right now, we're going to check traffic as we hit the ever-exciting 8 o'clock hour.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident. McGee Road at Fisk. There are injuries involved there. Please use caution. Around the boulevard, light to moderate traffic, mostly moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. And our two busiest spots right at the moment, Troy Highway at East South Boulevard and Norman Bridge Road headed inbound to downtown. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Get to Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota on the East Boulevard, or you can shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is always there with great deals for cars, trucks, and SUVs. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Jerry Todd here. Mindy and I would like to invite you down to the Kickback Ranch and Event Center for a Valentine's special, a night of romance, food, and music from Elvis to Cash and many more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, dinner served at 6, and at 7:30, the Kickback Ranch stage opens to Todd Allen Herendeen and his famed dinner theater show. Best seats are always purchased early. So go to kickbackranch.net or call us at 286-4140 to reserve yours. And if you want to spend the night or a weekend, we're offering a 20% off Valentine's special on all of our rooms. The Kickback Ranch and Event Center's Valentine's special night with dinner, desserts, music, and much more. Monday, February the 14th, gates open at 5, show starts at 7:30. Grab that special someone in your life or that group and head on to one of the best-kept secrets in Montgomery County. It's the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We're located just a short drive down 331 South out of Montgomery. For more information, go to thekickbackranch.net or like us on Facebook.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
All right, we're closing in on 8 o'clock, and we have Steve live from Biloxi.
Good morning. It's beautiful out here in Biloxi. I'm on the back bay, sitting on a campground, and also it's really pretty nice. But I just wanted to just let you know, and I'm surprised gray hair didn't know this, was that there's a Kresge that used to be on Dexter Avenue.
That's what I thought.
Right close to the Kuko's location.
Yeah, I remember seeing pictures.
Yeah. And there's also one, there used to be one in Selma, because the only way I know it is because they still have the signs that are posted on the building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Interesting. Well, cool. Thanks for that. Because I remember seeing it on an old Montgomery picture of Kresge's.
Yeah, I think it was a three-story building, and all, it had an escalator and everything.
Well, thanks, Steve, in Biloxi. We appreciate it.
Yeah, in Biloxi, the weather's great. It's been a little cold, but it's been pretty nice.
You don't feel the weather when you're on the boats.
Oh, when you're on the lovely Mississippi Sound with that blue water. I mean, brown water.
Yeah, a little cold down here, but it's good. It's pretty nice. All right, man. Finally out, the wind stopped blowing.
We appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Hey, y'all coming in loud and clear. See y'all later.
Appreciate it. Have fun.
And now a star is born. On January 27th, 1756, the world welcomed little baby Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Hello.
The White House saying very little about reports that Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, a member of the High Court's liberal wing, plans to retire. The 83-year-old Breyer expected to make the announcement soon, perhaps as soon as later today. The Kremlin says that Russian President Vladimir Putin is now mulling his options. The U.S. has refused to make any concessions to Russia in its demands regarding Ukraine, including its demand that Ukraine be barred from ever joining the NATO alliance. Cost of borrowing will probably be going up before too much longer. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell talking about an interest rate hike perhaps as early as March. On Wall Street, stock futures have turned positive now. The Dow futures up 76 points. NASDAQ futures 108 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Your pets have the same energy they used to? Do they have problems with itching, scratching, a dull coat, or goopy ears? Then your pets need Dinovite.
Dinovite.com.
For over 20 years, pet owners have trusted Dinovite to supplement their pets' diet.
We started Dinovite and in our first box, we noticed a difference.
Dinovite is an all-natural daily supplement made from whole foods that help support your pet's immune system, digestion, skin, and coat.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Today's commercial pet foods are processed at high temperatures, which bakes out all the essential goodness. These processed foods can lack the essential vitamins, enzymes, and probiotics that contribute to overall good health. Adding a scoop of Dinovite to your pet's food bowl is the answer.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
I have two cats and two dogs. All four of them are on the Dinovite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Dinovite.com.
This station presents No Really Wow.
Various women claim Hugh Hefner was a total creep.
No.
It seems that the founder of a magazine that shows naked women was actually a pervert.
Really?
The man who was in his 90s with three girlfriends in their 20s turned out to be a complete dirtbag.
Wow!
So despite the Norman Rockwell image in which you may have perceived Hugh Hefner, it has been confirmed that unspeakable depravity took place at the Playboy Mansion. Who knew?
This has been No Really Wow!
Totally would.
I love those.
So I want to again thank listener Tabitha for sending me that little audio clip of the two kids. If you just joined us, it's become a thing. Sometimes I'll bump into a listener at Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard.
Yeah, and yell
at you. It's kind of become a thing, and if you didn't hear it before, I love this.
This is for you, Mr. Greg. Beady Weedies. Beady Weedies.
Tidy
Whiteys.
Tidy Whiteys.
So,
thought about Tidy Whiteys in years.
Just to give you a little backstory on that. That started when my daughter was little.
What? The Tidy Whiteys?
No.
Oh, the Beanie Weenies.
You are dismissed. The Beanie Weenie thing. You know, it's like, if you don't eat your pizza, I'm going to eat your pizza. And I had all these little things, you know, to encourage dinner time, and when she was little, they make Beanie Weenies for kids. So, are you going to eat your Beanie Weenies? So that's where that all started. And I just threw it into a Food Outlet commercial a while back, and it's.
Did you say, what did you say that you talked about on the air, and then there was a shortage of it at Food Outlet?
Yeah, it happens a lot. Well, everything in the breakfast special, the artisan bread has become extremely popular.
Oh, I love it.
Although Food Outlet keeps their shelves stocked. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I've seen the pictures from the big chains, you know, empty shelves and all that kind of stuff.
But sometimes when you promote something.
One specific item, yeah. I'll give it two quick examples. Okay. We did it, because we talked about it kind of at length. We were talking about peanut butter, but how great Peter Pan Honey Roast is uh-huh. and how that's become a thing. It was all gone the following Sunday.
Gone like a jiffy.
There are people that do love Brussels sprouts, and they've come out with this. A Green Giant makes them. They're Brussels sprouts, microwave. Fresh in a bag, but you can microwave them yeah. instead of having to boil them or do whatever.
They steam in the microwave.
And they're so good. So, of course, the next Sunday when I went in to pick up a couple of bags, gone. So I'm still going to start keeping food outlet secrets. And then when Monday rolls around, I'll fill you in on those. So many good things. Let me tell you one other one. If you like coffee cake, like a cheese Danish or a raspberry Danish coffee cake, mm-hmm. at the end of the potato chip aisle at our food outlet, they have a coffee cake. I can't remember the name of the brand, but it's just a little over $2, and it's every bit as good. I can't believe what they charge for those things, like Enemans and stuff. They're just through the roof, over $5. So that's something else, yeah, because once in a while I get one of those. And a little hunk of that, a little butter on it, coffee. Nice treat in the morning.
It's the spot.
All right, we are at 8:12, and it's frickin' cold. But is it going to get colder?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet, where you'll find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpet, across from Walmart Atlanta Highway.
At least we don't have to worry about what the Northeaster is about to worry about. Something called a... Well, the media will be all over this. A bomb cyclone. That's where a low-pressure area deepens so quickly in 24 hours that it just bombs out, and it's going to be a major snowstorm for much of the northeastern quarter of the U.S., including big cities like New York City.
New York City!
New York City, Boston, Bangor. Tremendous amounts of wind and snow and cold. For us, though, we're going to taste some Arctic air. And it's all connected to that storm system as well that's dragging it down. So for today, a nice day with a high around 60, lots of sun. Clouds increase tonight, not as cold, low 38. Tomorrow, a good bit of cloudiness, maybe some sun later. Arctic front arrives, let's say maybe mid-afternoon, and then the temperature starts to drop. We get to 53 before it drops breezy tomorrow. And then windy and cold, sharply colder Friday night, down to 24 by Saturday morning. Wind chill factor will be anywhere from 8 or 9 to maybe the low teens on Saturday morning. So it's one of those dress in layers kind of day. The sun will be out Saturday, but a raw winter's day with highs in the low 40s, you'll swear it's cold with winds gusting at 20 miles per hour. And then down to 22 first thing Sunday morning before we recover Sunday afternoon. Right now this morning, clear and 37, it's 8:14.
All right. Where's the beef? Have you, either of you, tried the plant-based beef?
No, sir. I haven't.
I had the Burger King one. Which, it tasted fine. Of course, you're tasting it with cheese, lettuce, tomatoes, ketchup, yes. mustard, and bread. So it's like, yeah, okay. Sure, let me see if I can figure out how this meat tastes among all these other things that are in it.
Yeah, you should never open a Whopper in your car. It's harder to get out that smell than smoke.
It does.
I didn't eat it in the car, I can tell you that.
To permeate the smell, yes.
I have not tried the KFC plant-based chicken.
Ugh. I'm not sure the...
Chicken is healthy. Well, of course, if you have, a pound of crust on it, that kind of takes some of the health
well,
out
what
of
it. Well, what it does is... Well, I don't think it does this for anybody, to be honest with you, regardless. I think maybe it helps bring in vegetarian-type people who wouldn't normally eat there. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think anybody who's a vegetarian is thinking, well, I'll just pick up some plant-based chicken at KFC.
And I bet the colonel would be rolling in his grave right now.
I have the results of a survey here of 2,000 people.
Our survey said
1/5 of respondents who have tried a plant-based diet were not able to continue it.
News talk, who's this?
And pointing to a lack of flavor or taste as the reason.
Yeah.
People's experiment with the vegetarianism. Because they're different. Veganism lasts only about 3 months. Of those who have tried a plant-based diet, 21% say it met their expectations. Social pressures also played a part in abandoning the diet or avoiding it. 13% ditched the diet because family members did not follow it. The survey conducted by One Poll found that although just a quarter of those polled are curious about plant-based diets, nearly half are interested in incorporating more plant-based options into a diet. Three-quarters would prefer to pick and choose their plant-based options rather than committing to a plan on that diet full-time.
You're not bringing that into the breakfast menu, are you?
No. This is nonsense.
I think so, too.
It really is.
I think Jay hit the nail on the head, trying to appeal to more, not just vegans, but vegetarian type.
For people that have to cut back and stuff like that, that's great. There's something better than what used to be. Oh, man. I remember my dad had to go on a diet for medical reasons years ago, and it was wretched. I mean, the toughest part was everything that he was able to eat just had no taste, and you never got hungry for it. Well,
Jay had to re-educate himself, right? I mean, as far as...
Wendy did most of that for me. Just in the way the whole diet had to change. I remember, though, when KFC introduced, or when Kentucky Fried Chicken introduced Kentucky Grilled Chicken, when they had their chicken grilled.
Yeah.
And that was a big deal. Like, oh, it's grilled now. You don't have to eat it fried.
And it was fine.
Yeah.
But you're still... like...
Yeah, no, it was still horribly unhealthy for you.
Of course.
The way that they were cooking it and that sort of thing.
Of course.
Yeah.
By the way, Boho sent me a note saying you can still do the lunch counter thing at Tumors Drugs in Auburn.
Yeah, that is still the old fashioned format at Tumors Corner. Yeah.
I really would like to do that. There's one in Miami, too, an old drugstore that also still does breakfast, and Janelle says it's really, really great. Have you ever used an Airbnb?
I have never used one.
Yes, we did one time. We did it at my class reunion.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We rented it. It's this old house from the 1800s. It was great.
Well, apparently a lot of people are finding out they've rented an Airbnb that had camera surveillance.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
And now you know I've never done an Airbnb.
And if you're in your tidy whities.
A phenomenon once presumed to be a problem only for guests at the no-tell motel, those sleazy roadside kinds of places. Yeah, but users on the Airbnb platform reported bizarre and frightening instances of discovering a hidden camera in their short-term rental.
No thanks. That's frightening, you know?
TikTok user Marcus Hutchins, an ex-hacker, teaches cybersecurity, shared a few tips on how to spot hidden cameras. This video has had 33 million views.
Wow.
First place you're going to want to look for a camera that are conveniently placed where a creeper would want to look. If it looks like it could be a lens and shines blue against a flashlight, it's probably a camera. One way to see if a device is a camera is to shine a bright light at it. If you hit a camera lens, it's going to give a bluish reflection.
Mm-hmm.
You can see an example of the type of bluish reflection by shining the flashlight at a smartphone camera. So there you go. That's somebody else's place.
Creepy. I mean,
and even if you're paying, it's not the same. Hotel, you want to, you know, leave the sheets on the floor or whatever. So what? They pay people to do that.
I don't really care. If somebody's spying on me, I'm like, well, this is what you're getting. This is it.
Yeah.
If this entertains you, then wow.
I'm not giving away my thrills, that's for sure.
I feel like... I feel like if somebody's watching me when I go to a hotel room, they're like, ah, crap, another one of these. So they don't watch.
I don't know.
Was it worth the free HBO?
Right. I don't want to see this guy walking around naked. Yeah.
That's the thing about traveling 231. I haven't thought, if I was a photographer and I had the time, I would love to do a picture book of 231 from here all the way down to Dothan, because there are so many iconic
mom and pop kind of
the giant rooster that's made out of like teapots, yeah. Silver teapots.
Yeah, that's near Troy, right?
The jet on a stick in front of the flying school. Yeah.
I used to love those little places, though, free HBO and color TV.
Sure.
And air conditioning, you know. they all these signs, you know.
820.
Now it's Wi-Fi. So we have free Wi-Fi. Well, you better.
Yeah, these days, absolutely, because free HBO ain't going to be enough. No. You gotta have the Wi-Fi in there. All right.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, let's see if we can get some traction on this one. 1/3 of all homes in America have one of these in front of the house, usually.
In front of the house? In front of the house.
Yeah. 1/3 of all homes in America have one of these in the front of the house.
Front of the house.
272-9228 is our number. 272-9228. Win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And while you are filling up our phones with your excited responses, let me mention that Jones Brothers is the company with 8 decades of experience here in the River Region. Should you have that moment, you walk into a room, you look at the ceiling, and there's a big brown spot. That's not the time to panic. That's the time to call 800-264-8009 and say, hey, please take a look at this. Because most of the time, it's just a little crack in the roof structure where enough wind, enough rain can drive the water through and it settles. Got to go somewhere. We even had a bubble through the kitchen floor. Turned out to be a roof-related leak, and Jones Brothers did the forensics on that for us. So they fixed... Trace it to where it's happening, reseal it so it can't happen a second time, and you're good to go. When you need a new roof, nobody has more experience than they do, but they also offer other services. A lot of people are going back to siding because of its help in keeping a home energy efficient year-round. Replacement windows and doors. We've had a couple of doors done by Jones Brothers, and their work is impeccable, worth every penny. 800-264-8009 or jbroof.com. We'll hit this traffic report and then come back with some contests.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic very busy all over the city right now. We've got congestion East South Boulevard at Troy Highway, East Boulevard at I-85. Taylor Road very busy this morning, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. But we don't know of any accidents at the moment, Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or in Wetumpka. Military veterans, MCS offers VA cash out refinances up to 100% of the value of your home. 1 hour approvals, fast closings. Call MCS in Wetumpka, 567-9000. NMLS 232876 for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
From our dealership to your driveway with a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker, rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Brubaker.com. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we have some people that want to try this conundrum out for size. And again, 1/3 of all homes in America have one of these out in front. So we start with Robert. Good morning.
Good morning. A little sign that says this home protected by such and such security.
All right, let's try that. It should say applied security. It is not the answer, but it's a good guess.
It's probably right. A little more than 1/3 now because it's a lot of homes have that.
Oh, man. By the way, in case you haven't heard, and we always, you know, when we talk about applied security, My Spot Crime, there have been an unbelievable number of car break-ins. So do whatever you can to prevent that.
Yeah.
Terry. What happened? Did I just hang up on Terry?
Uh-oh.
Terry, call back. James.
All right. Good morning. I'm going to go with a doormat.
Doormat. A doorman.
Doormat. Can you hold on a second?
Oh.
I need to consult with the...
Don't
go away. All right.
The judges need to confer.
All right. All right. So you listen to this while we talk off the air. Are you there, James?
It's me. Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah.
No. I was just told by the guys that I would be a total
rectum
if I didn't give you the prize. They called me a worse name than that.
So you got it. You got it. He was looking for.
All right.
You said welcome or no?
You said doormat.
You said doormat, and the correct answer is welcome mat. We got to give it to you.
But it's a mat.
All right.
So yeah, we were splitting hairs there, and I didn't mean to do that.
Only one third though.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, so hang on. Jay's going to get you ready for the Seafood Bistro. James, we want to thank you for trying. You'll be in the grand prize drawing.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate
it's
it
already
so
gone.
Very much. Yeah.
Silence is golden.
This is why our listeners absolutely love us. 825.
News Talk, who's this?
To the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, are we chumming the same as usual?
Yeah.
How's your baby girl doing?
She's great, but with three kids, we really need more space.
You should check out Guardian Credit Union. We got a home equity line of credit from Guardian to finish our basement. They have low rates and a great team that's easy to work with.
Really?
Yeah, my mom got a Guardian home loan to buy her house. They refinanced, too.
Thanks. I'll check them out.
Connect with Guardian for all your lending needs.
Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity. NMLS number 912757.
Hey, at Marguerite's, if you have gold, we buy it. If you have diamonds, we buy it. Coins, all kinds of valuable things. Yes, we buy it. Or if it's just sitting in a drawer and something that's important to you, we'll remake it for you or we'll trade it into something brand new. Regardless, don't leave things sitting around the drawer. You have all kinds of assets in the house. You need to check it out. Bring it down to us. We don't charge you to give you an evaluation of what it is. We're open 7 days a week at Marguerite's. Bring down your valuables. Let's see if you walk away with a check, trade it in, or get something brand new.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I am Jeff Bezos. Regretfully, it's come to light that I once had an encounter with a tiny man named Jon Stewart, who hosted a daily program on an obscure media platform inferior to Prime Video. In a disturbing display of insolence, he informed me that my exploitations of workers was a, quote, recipe for revolution. Oh, really? I'm sorry, but didn't you outsource your daily program hosting job to Trevor Noah, an unskilled worker from a foreign country? I am incensed, and I have a good mind to use my vast power as the world's richest human to forever cast Jon Stewart into the deep, dark pit of obscurity. Oh, but I see someone beat me to it. Yeah, his new show is on Apple TV. No one watches Apple TV. That's why it's funny.
Really? I don't know anybody that watches Apple TV.
I've got it, and I'm paying for it.
Anything?
I watched The Morning Show, which was a pretty good series. It's about
that was the one with Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah, network television news out of New York. Big players and that kind of stuff. That was good.
It is 8:30 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We have Morning Maroon nominees coming up. A couple of them involving dead people.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I see dead people in our Morning Maroon
Can they be a Morning Maroon?
Well, the people that are with the dead people can be, yes. Okay. So we'll have that story coming up in just a moment. We, at 8:30, we just gave away a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card And now I would like to shine the spotlight on Jay Scott to tell us about this incredible restaurant.
Oh, I got two claps. I was going to say, is that the sound of one hand clapping? Thank you very much. Yes, Seafood Bistro opens up today and every day at 11 a.m. It's just how they work. You can set your watch by it. Because they open up at 11. 279-7500 is their phone number. You can call that number and put in an order whenever they open. And it'll be ready for you when you go by there to pick it up. Or you can put that order in online by going to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. The website is great. It has a picture of every single item on the menu. I have a menu in front of me. It's the old paper menu. But at their website, make sure the word "the" is in the title there, theseafoodbistro.com. You can see a picture of all of these foods listed here. The Cajun cheese curds, the corn nuggets, the fried green tomatoes, the mahi-mahi, the dressed catfish, the crab claws, the gator that they have there, the po' boys, the shrimp po' boys that are just falling off the plate, basically. You can take a look at those online at theseafoodbistro.com. Use the delivery apps on your phone to get that food delivered. You can put an order there as well if you'd like to. It's the Seafood Bistro. And 1651 Perry Hill Road is where they're located. Like and follow them on Facebook.
All right, 832. I'm just talking 93.1 FM. I am missing something. I have something on the printer I have to go get. So.
Oh, I'll go get it.
Oh, no.
No, I get it.
I look at me. I feel.
Look at you making Rich do your.
I got Rich Thomas as a gopher. That's today's animal story. I turn Rich Thomas into a gopher. But don't tell him I said that. Hey, man, thank you so much for fetching them things for me.
I had to walk all the way over to Facebook.
Making fun of me, eh?
Who cares about ratings when you have Rich Thomas to. To do your gopher work.
I mean, yeah, I made it big. I have made it big. 832, speaking of Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
The sun is so bright we had to joy up the room here. It's going to be a nice day after a cool start with a good recovery today with a high temperature up to about 60. That's better than yesterday. Lots of sun today. Today is the best day out of the next four. Clouds increase tonight. Not as cold, overnight low 38. Then tomorrow, most of the day is cloudy. We'll see some sun later. The winds will pick up. The high temperature of 53 will happen probably around lunchtime or thereafter. And then the Arctic front arrives and it turns sharply colder Friday night, windy. Overnight low 24 by first thing on Saturday morning. Wind chill factor will be in the upper single digits to lower teens. I kid you not. And then a raw winter's day Saturday. The sun is out, but only a high in the low 40s. You'll swear it's colder with winds as high as 20 miles per hour on Saturday. And then the winds die down. We're down to 22 by first thing Sunday morning. But a nice afternoon recovery begins Sunday afternoon. Right now, this morning, clear skies, lots of sun. It's 37 at 8:34.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
More than 5 years ago, before I discovered Plumbing by the Acquirer, I had the toughest time deciding who to call when I had a plumbing issue, because I had some less than satisfying experience with other plumbing concerns. Most of the time, a couple of things. First of all, you had to block out all day long. Yeah, we'll be there sometime between 9 and 5. Oh, really? And then you find out sometimes that they're sticker shock when you get that final bill after they're done fixing it. And you go, how can this be? Well, you called kind of at an off hour. And that Plumbing by the Acquirer, they know that plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. So they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. Boy, I wish I would have known that more than 5 years ago, because now it's not a problem in my house. It's going to be Plumbing by the Acquirer. So whether it's a clogged sink, a busted toilet, or a leak behind the dishwasher, call Plumbing by the Acquirer, 264-9666. By the way, think about the whole house plumbing inspection. That's really a great peace of mind. They check all your plumbing inside and out, including, in my case, the water heaters in the attic. And they're going to look for something that's about to become a major problem and fix it before it becomes an issue. That's a great thing. 264-9666 for Plumbing by LukeWire. They're also available on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the Plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
I got a sports-related question for you. I just noticed that I guess they're playing the Super Bowl. The big game
during the Olympics.
And in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Do you know that the folks who go to the game will have to wear, because it's California, and that raging maniac, language check here.
Governor.
Yeah. That every attendee will have to wear a K95 mask.
Yeah, a specific, right, not just a cloth mask. Yeah,
no,
right.
It's that it makes you look like a bird beak.
or an alien.
So I'm wondering, you're paying, some of the people pay $5,000-$10,000 a ticket.
Oh, easy.
Just to say they could, you know, I went to the Super Bowl. Would you... For that kind of money, you're going to be suffocating all through the game. And one of those things are even harder. I mean, yeah, they're more effective. But to wear one for 3 hours plus, wandering around, everybody looks so weird.
So NBC got the Super Bowl and the Olympics concurrently. How about that?
Well, nice for them. I'm not watching the Olympics, and I really don't care now that Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers are out of the Super Bowl. So there. That's my take. If it's a contrasting or opposing view, you're wrong. It's 8:37.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic, been kind of a quiet morning. We don't have any problems we're aware of. Montgomery, Prattville, Millbrook, or Wetumpka right now. We do have a couple of very congested areas. Taylor Road at I-85 and East Boulevard at I-85. Busy there pretty much all the time anyway. Buckle up and drive carefully. Nice day to be out on the roads. If you're looking for a Toyota 4Runner or a Toyota Tacoma, they got them at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard for Skywatch traffic. Wendell Jake.
Brubaker Motors wishes you safe travels out there. Stay safe and remember to buckle up. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at brubaker.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. A federal appeals court has blocked the state of Alabama from executing 43-year-old Matthew Reeves. The court ruled that Reeves can't be put to death unless the state uses an untested new method. Reeves' lawyer says that he prefers that to lethal injection, but didn't have the intellectual capacity to make that choice when offered. Alabama lawmakers had advanced a plan to use $771 million in pandemic relief funds on a mix of broadband expansion, water and sewer projects, and health care reimbursements. The Alabama House of Representatives and the Alabama Senate approved the bills with only one dissenting vote in each chamber. And remains found in late October have been confirmed to be those of 71-year-old Clarence Dixon. Dixon was last seen alive by his family on October 3, 2021. Sheriff's deputies found a body on October 31st, about 1,500 feet from Dixon's home. The Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences identified the remains as those of Dixon. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Here at the Goodson Group, we market homes for sale, sell homes to buyer clients, but we also help people rent their homes to qualified tenants through our property management company. It is amazing that the sales market and the rental market are doing well at the same time. We receive so much interest on our rental properties, we have gone to an open house concept with rentals. There is a tremendous shortage of available homes to buy and a shortage of available homes to rent at this time. If you are moving and don't want to sell your home, let us rent your home for you. If you've been trying to rent your property and found it hard to collect rent, problems with repair personnel, qualifying new tenants, then the Goodson Group can help you. I have over 43 years experience in the real estate sales and rentals. For over 20 years, our property management department has done a great job. For information, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225. That's 551-0225, or email me directly at bogoodson@charter.net.
We're talking with David Little from Tucker Pecan. He is just back from market. David, what's going on?
Well, Jay, we're down here. Tucker Pecan just got back from market, and we have found some great items there. Lots and lots of new jewelry. They picked up a lot of wonderful spring ideas. More, you know, we've always sold the beach towels. We've got them coming back, and these colors this year are going to be awesome. great new gift ideas down here at Tucker Pecan. Lots of new local gifts we found at market. We're doing all kinds of these wonderful, wonderful gift ideas down here. And, you know, but right around the corner is Valentine's. And for Valentine's, we always have our truffles, the red velvet truffles, the German chocolate truffles, all the great truffles that we've had in the past. We're bringing back this year, and we'll have them ready for your sweetie on Valentine's.
Where are you located, David?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street, downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earning Concrete Technologies. For years, you've heard me talking about our concrete projects, from stamped and patterned concrete to foundations for commercial manufacturing, driveways to commercial parking lots, even heavily invested in polished concrete for durable and inexpensive long-term service. What you may not know is we have equipment for clearing lots for construction, clearing and ridding land of scrub and underbrush. We cut roads, clear fence lines, clear pond dams, and pretty much any application where land is overgrown. We have mulchers that can grind underbrush into shreds and return it to nature for compost. Our equipment is minimally invasive, not disturbing and upturning your property where additional grading might be necessary. To clean or clear your property, call Penny Earned at 334-284-9292 and let us transform your overgrown property into a manageable and productive one. Check us out on Facebook at Transformers or call 334-284-9292.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Just get me to the airport, put me on the plane.
Hurry before I go
insane.
I can't control my fingers. I can't control my brain.
No.
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. What's going on?
2024.
2 years.
Go.
No.
I want to be
singing. Everyone screaming.
Hey, brain.
Let's go.
No.
I want to be
singing.
Just put me in a wheelchair. Get me on a plane. Hurry before I go
insane.
I can't control my mouth. I can't control my brain.
No.
Bam, 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 bam.
I want to be sinking.
Bam, 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 bam.
I
want
to be sinking.
Bam, 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 bam.
I
want to
be sinking.
I'm kidding, I'm not kidding. Bam, 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 bam. I'm Joe Biden, and I
forgot
this message.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Whoops.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Hey, everybody. I just talked to 93.1 FM. It's time for our Morning Maroon nominees. And I mentioned we had some dead people stories.
Yes.
This one from Ireland. In a tiny town called Carlow, two guys walked in to the post office this past Friday morning, supporting an unconscious elderly gentleman. Well, staff members were immediately suspicious. Kind of the Weekend at Bernie's.
I was just thinking the same thing.
They put a jumper over this old guy and a hat on his head and lugged him up to the counter and requested to withdraw money from his pension. Well, staff members weren't buying this. They asked about the guy's well-being. Came up with this great, he's having a heart attack, and as soon as you give us the money from his pension, we're going to take him to the hospital, right? Staff member picked up the phone to call police, so the two guys, knowing that they were not going to be able to pull this off, dropped the guy, who was already dead. So what they had done was take a dead man's body, to a post office counter, attempting to get money from a pension.
I'm not sure how many laws they broke, but there's probably more than one.
I mean, if stupidity was a crime, they'd be getting a long sentence.
Yeah.
And we have another one. Zachary Taylor Blood, 33, arrived at a Border Patrol checkpoint near the U.S.-Mexico border with an American flag-draped coffin on the back of his van. When asked what he had, he replied, dead guy, Navy guy. The Border Patrol agent, a military veteran, took a closer look and noticed that the coffin seemed to be rusty and dented, and the flag crudely taped onto its side.
So he became a little suspicious.
Yeah, another agent, also a veteran, said, "This is not standard protocol for funeral procession of a military veteran." A search followed, and they found two living guys inside the coffin that they were trying to smuggle over the border.
Right, right.
So, there you go. That was not... And then we have another idiot, this one from New Jersey, who 2 weeks ago robbed... In Jersey City, New Jersey, robbed a small neighborhood market that's run by a 77-year-old man and his wife. Got to get away with $10 worth of cigars. The same masked man came back 5 days later and got away with $20. The next day, he returned a third time and got $180. In two of the robberies, the 77-year-old man was assaulted. In the third, the robber roughed up the wife a little bit. These are old people, so that's three times in 6 days. However, when he came back for the fourth time, the police were waiting for him. An off-duty cop had been keeping an eye on the store to help out the elderly couple. When the robber jumped behind the counter, he sprang into action. He was arrested, charged with four counts of strong-arm robbery, one count of resisting arrest, and also appeared to be, you're going to be shocked at this, under the influence of drugs.
Oh, no. See, when you show up four times and not know that eventually you're going to get caught, I mean, that's kind of stupid. So you got the flag-draped coffin and...
The scratch-and-dent coffin.
Yeah, with the two living guys inside. The one that stands out to me as the true definition of maroon would be the guys that walked up to the
post office
and, you know, want to get some pension money with the dead guy there.
Yeah.
And think that that's going to work.
I have to vote with you. That's really...
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Yes. So we're going to... Anything important there just now?
Well, it was Wiley.
Oh.
Poundstone.
Where are the crystals?
The crystals.
No, he's bringing us something different tomorrow.
Oh.
But he needs to know, and I guess he's listening. If not, I'll send him a message on Facebook or whatever. But he needs to know if you want yours grilled or fried.
Well, those falling things in Florida.
And that's exactly what it is. It's iguana tacos.
No, yeah. I don't want it grilled or fried. You can have mine.
Okay, that would be two grilled, please. And yours, what would you like yours to be?
Go ahead.
It's grilled or fried.
Going back to my extensive knowledge of what they taste like.
I've never had it before.
I'll go with grilled.
Okay. I'm going to tell Wiley that's two grill. That's all.
Did you see the picture of that beast on my page? Eating a dinosaur.
But I'm very afraid. Did it taste like chicken?
The picture of it looks delicious.
Well,
that's what it looks like.
I don't know these people. They just happen to be in the same studio.
Everything that Wiley brings looks delicious, including the most delicious thing ever.
Crystals?
No. I know we're obsessed with the crystals, but I mean the oysters Rockefeller.
That oysters Rockefeller and that baked Alaska that you had.
Baked Alaska for my birthday, and wonderful. I was kidding because it was so elaborate.
God, that was wonderful.
I want to take a moment here to invite you to check out the 2022 Nissans at Jack Ingram Nissan.
Bring Greg the creamed herring.
Two-time customer. And the 2022 Armada Platinum is in. That's a four-wheel drive vehicle with surprisingly good fuel economy, given its size and stature. Nissan, I've told this story before, and I don't mean to be redundant. Ooh, the 2022 Nissan Murano Platinum is in.
I've got a Murano Platinum.
That is nice. I can get you a good deal over there if you're interested. Look at the color of this 2022 Nissan Sentra SR. It's blue, but I've never seen a blue like that. It's almost like a sort of a jewel type of color. That is in. That's 2022. And, of course, certified pre-owns. I am a two-time Nissan purchaser, And they do have some certified pre-owns. They got a 2021 Rogue S and other options as well. Depends on what your budget is, but they're so good at making it work with your budget, keeping you, you know, getting you upgraded into a more recent model without busting your monthly payment, the smithereens. My sister, the nuclear physicist, drives Nissans because she believes they're the best engineered cars in the world. I would never argue with her. Stop by and see the great team at Jack Ingram Nissan or any of the Jack Ingram dealers on the Boulevard, or visit jackingram.com because it's time to love what you drive. 850.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident reported a few minutes ago on Taylor Road near East Chase. We're not seeing it on the cams. Doesn't mean it's not there. Please use caution. Watch out as you approach that intersection. Light to moderate traffic around the Boulevard. I-65 and 85 are busy through downtown Montgomery, but no issues there. Medical billing and coding and pharmacy technician classes start February 7th. Trenum State. Call 420-4240. Trenum State, the college for real careers. From Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's winter service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, and oil change for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Joe Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan left Americans behind and cost the lives of 13 service members. Black Hawk Down veteran Mike Durant is alive today because his brothers refused to leave him behind. Durant has had it with the career politicians.
Why does Joe Biden disgust me? 13 dead in Afghanistan. 13 more Gold Star families because of him. Biden has spent his whole life in politics. And when our men and women came home draped in the flag, he had somewhere else he wanted to be. Time's up for Joe Biden.
President Biden is the one that deserves the shame. He's more concerned about his watch.
He obviously was doing the motion of checking his watch. I saw it.
Many of them said he didn't just do it once. He did it with almost every single family.
Send Joe Biden a message. Vote Mike Durant in the Republican primary.
I'm Mike Durant, a candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Durant for Senate.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is Christy Goodwin, the Area Sales and Marketing Director for the Harbor at Hickory Hill in Prattville. After our total remodel and expansion of our community, we wanted to get the word out that we had a rare availability, and we were able to do that with Blue Water Broadcasting. The process was so easy, and they have been so accommodating. Thank you so much for your help, Blue Water Broadcasting.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Snowing iguanas and there's a blizzard piling up on the iguanas cascading from the heavens.
So the guys are going to try iguana tacos tomorrow.
Huh? Grilled.
Grilled iguana tacos.
Yeah.
You might try one, too, if it comes in here and it smells really delicious, or we just praise it.
We should tell him to do one fried so that we can compare it, maybe. Do two.
I bet you look at that screen next to you. This is what I respond to. This is the gift guide for Valentine's Day from the Vienna Wiener people.
Uh-huh.
They know their hot dogs. Oh, and they have...
There's Bloody Mary stuff, including celery salt and Zing Zang. And
Bloody Mary kit, a Chicago flag shirt, although I don't even know if I'd wear one of those. Yeah. Look at that Vienna Wiener golf club cover. Who wouldn't want that?
Yeah. Beef stick.
On top of beef sticks.
Sticks!
Yeah, from Chicago, like the band.
Chicago style.
And there's Chicago style hot dog kit. Let's see what
you
can
buy now. How much is that?
Let's find out. That's a 16-count pack of wieners. $55.
Is that comparable to what you were paying?
Yes, that's a little higher.
Okay.
Prices have gone up on everything.
Ooh, let's do that again here.
Maybe we can grow our own hot dogs. And the guy that can help us. Achieve that miracle because they bring good things to life. Prattville Farm Center and our buddy Eddie is there. Hey, Eddie.
When do we plant hot dogs?
Yeah,
hot dog you have to start from transplant, and we don't carry the seeds. So I think probably sometime in probably May.
May, okay. Right. Because that way you can harvest them for your 4th of July picnic.
Sure, that's right.
Yeah. Hey. They do, in all seriousness, help you grow things bigger and better at Prattville Farm Center. Yeah. What are some of the things? We're almost at the end of January now.
Well, right now, Greg, we've got in a fresh bunch of potatoes, seed potatoes, and unlike the hot dogs, it is time to put out potatoes right now. We've got some reds. We've got some Yukon Golds. We've got some whites are going to be in today. It's time to get those out. We've got the onion. We've got the plants with the green tops. We've got the onions. We've got the bulbs that you plant. It's time for English peas. Like I said, you get those English peas, potatoes, and onions all out at the same time, and they sure do make a good meal.
Yeah, I'm really curious because I have that. That's something I might consider planting in my backyard. I have a lot of space. There's nothing going on there. I may give it another chance. All you gotta do is bury it in the ground, right?
That's right. The potatoes are easy. You can actually, I've seen people, you can do potatoes in raised beds, and as they grow, you can actually add dirt and add potatoes and have like a tower of potatoes, Greg.
Wow.
So a lot of people do that, and the onions don't take much room. And so, you know, the English peas, you know, that's more, it takes a little more room, a little more effort, but potatoes and onions, easy peasy.
All right, and of course, it's time to get the pre-emerge down on the lawn. They've got that. And, of course, whatever you buy, whatever product, whatever you're trying to accomplish with your home or garden, it comes with the advice necessary to get maximum benefit from it. You got dog food, a big tack section, and, yes, you can have a better beard with Mane and Tail conditioner.
Absolutely.
Eddie, we need your location and hours.
All right. I'm at 1154 South Memorial Drive across in front of Pig Enterprises. We're here from 7 to 6 Monday through Friday and 7 to 2 on Saturday, Greg.
We sure appreciate you. Have a great weekend and say hi to Randy and Tammy.
I sure will. Thanks.
Thank you. And thank you, Jay. Thank you, Rich. Joey's next.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Dealing with ED is difficult enough, but the pressure of not satisfying your partner makes it even worse. ED can be tough on a relationship. But at Hims, you can contact a medical provider online and, if appropriate, get the prescription medication that treats ED at affordable prices. Hims ED medication has the same active ingredients as Viagra, but because it's generic, you pay 90% less. That's right, 90% less. A whole month's supply is just $30, and it's sent right to your home for free in discreet packaging. Hims offers the same medication you'd get from your doctor, but without the copay, expensive appointments, or awkward face-to-face conversations. And with Hims, every online visit is free, and your relationship right back on track. For a free online consultation, go to 4hims.com.